Hi, I'm Barry Donovan, and welcome to First Impression Warrior, where we share tips, insights, and advice on creating and maintaining a positive first and lasting impression, as well as discuss marketing in today's ever-changing business environment. In this episode, we're going to talk about your attire, nailing your first impression by dressing for success. Now, this is item 3 of 10 areas you want to pay particular attention to when thinking about your first impression. The first two, if you haven't listened to them, are the headshot and the handshake, and you can find them also on my SoundCloud channel. So we've all heard the phrases, you only get one chance to create a great first impression, and you don't get a second chance to create a first impression. Today, before the handshake takes place, people are sizing you up based on what you're wearing. And we're told at an early age, don't judge a book by its cover, but many of us still do. So what's the proper attire for your networking or business activity? There's no simple answer. However, a good rule of thumb is to dress to your audience. At most events or meetings, you can get away with dressing somewhere between overly formal and overly casual. Now, Steve Jobs could get away with blue jeans and a black turtleneck. However, most of us probably can't do that, unless the activity we're attending is billed as a casual event, a picnic or something along those lines. Don't let your clothes draw attention away from you. Keep that in mind. You are the main attraction. Your face is the main attraction. And as such, your clothes should complement you and not compete with you. I mentioned in the headshot podcast about the use of color and directing your eyeballs, not your eyeballs, but people's eyeballs, towards your face. By using a bright piece of clothing closest to your face, for example, a light-colored shirt or blouse or a bright tie or a scarf, that'll draw attention towards your face. Be sure your clothing is wrinkle-free and clean, obviously, and shine those shoes, pull those socks up, and clean your glasses. When you're thinking about first impressions and your attire, think dress for success. And again, think about the event or activity you're attending and what everybody else is going to be wearing there, and then try to blend in. Don't try to stand out and wear some crazy colors and a big old hat or something on those lines. Keep it simple, keep it conservative, and you'll make that great first impression. Thank you for listening. If you found our podcast of value, please share it with your friends and colleagues. And please, please rate and review it on iTunes or the Google Play Store. To learn more about our marketing tool that helps you create a great first impression and sets you apart from the crowd, please visit businesscard.com. That's V as in Victor, ISNESSCARD.com. Until next time, make it a great first impression.